We also had quite a few companies out with some results today, the likes of Pioneer Foods, Tiger Brands, as well as Barlow World. Let's get into that now as we get more insight into the market with Owen Nkomo of Inkunzi Investments. Babu Nkomo, great to have you with us as always. One company that really sticks out for me is Pioneer Foods. They're the makers of Pro Nutro, Weet-Bix, and even Series Juices. So for those families who consume those particular brands, bear in mind that you're contributing to their bottom line. But seems as though it's managed to produce positive numbers. Share price also reacting quite positively. Interesting to see this, especially given that Pioneer Foods is one of the major competitors of Tiger Brands, which is experiencing its own problems regarding life after listeria. What's your view, Owen?
Thanks so much, Gugu. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners. So the Pioneer numbers definitely looking very good. I mean, everything you're looking at here, whether it's earnings per share, whether they're diluted or their headline earnings or their adjusted numbers, these numbers all better by another 25%, you know, all the way up to 36% if you're looking at the company's earnings numbers. But we prefer to look at the adjusted earnings where these numbers come in better by 26% relative to last year. And, you know, the company definitely has done better than most of its competitors in the light of this recent, you know, issue around listeria, et cetera. So their gross profit numbers coming through better by 12%. 2.9 billion rands was the number there. And, yeah, I think the company has not done badly for itself.
Not too bad there for Pioneer Foods. We do see some other retailers in positive territory too. Mr. Price, one of those up by more than 2% today, perhaps following an overriding trend that we do see in some of the retail stocks. But Owen, something else that piques our interest has to be the South African Rand performance. At the beginning of the year, we were well below 12 Rand, around what, 11 Rand 80? And Ramaphosa was all the rage after he became president of South Africa. Fast track to now, literally almost halfway through the year, 12 Rand 77 is where we fare with the US dollar. And I understand this doesn't paint a pretty picture when it comes to expectations regarding inflation and the ripple effects that will have on interest rates expected to come out later this week.
Yes, indeed, Gugu. I mean, this the level of the Rand at the moment is a concern. 12.81 trading to the dollar at this stage, 17.18 to the pound. You know, we have fallen quite significantly from earlier last week. And I think talking to a few technical analysts today, 13 rand is not far-fetched. We could trade above 13 bucks. But I just want to caveat here, without sounding like I'm a big fan of Ramaphosa, and say that most of the decline in the currency is from exogenous factor. These are this basically the impact of things we cannot control that are from outside our borders. Mm-hmm. The strength of the U.S. dollar is the reason that the Rand has weakened this much. So the rest of the emerging market currencies as well have traded quite significantly weaker against the U.S. dollar on the back of positive indications around this whole drama between China and America in terms of leveling each other with tariffs, etc. That discussion is taking a positive tone. And I think that people are, you know, obviously putting a premium now to the U.S. dollar price based on that. But then again, you know, the Rand is very fluid. We could be talking by end of this week and the currency is trading higher than where it's trading, which would be positive. And from an inflation perspective, like I said in the morning, unfortunately, the price of oil is above $79 for a barrel. And if we're buying oil, or if we're buying oil at 79 from outside the country and the Rand is weaker, it means we will continue to see people, you know, selling the dollar or rather selling the rand to buy the U.S. dollar. Yeah. As we continue to import the price, or rather imported oil inflation is going to risk food inflation in the country, and it's going to risk interest rates. Speaking of which, Babu Kganyogo has got a big job this week of addressing us again and giving us the latest views from the South African Reserve Bank in terms of interest rates, Gugu. So we're hoping for interest rates that will not be changed.
Certainly, fingers crossed and thumbs held. It's going to be a tough one because everything seems to be going up, from petrol prices to the VAT increase we had last month. So clearly the pressure is on for the MPC. A big thank you to Owen Nkomo of Inkunzi Investments. Osifundise amagama esiNgisi. Genius factor, right, Owen? We'll bear that in mind next time when we discuss other market factors. That was Owen Nkomo updating us on the markets today. Your business is